Hi, everybody. We're back. It's been a while. It's another episode of Turn It Off with Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hello, dear.
You happy to be watching horror movies again?
Oh, yeah.
We decided, since it's Christmas, we decided to watch something Christmassy. And in this case, it's Black Christmas.
And when Rob says Christmassy, he means like totally not at all Christmassy.
It's Black Christmas.
It was cold.
Yes.
And little kids sang carols.
And little kids sang carols, and they have a tree, and there's some Christmas lights. It is not a terribly Christmassy movie. Although the girls are going home for Christmas break, so I think that's part of it. That's why the house is mostly empty. But anyway, it's Black Christmas. The 1974 slasher horror thriller starring Olivia Hussey and Keira DeLay and Margot Kidder and John Saxon. Directed by Bob Clark. I know you don't know that name, but you know another famous movie that Bob Clark directed. A Christmas Story.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
He also directed Porky's. So he, exactly, yeah. Yeah, she made a face.
You can't try and wrap your head around that.
Yeah, he directed Black Christmas and A Christmas Story. A very diverse career that guy had. So, the elephant in the room is that you got through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you think of Black Christmas?
I did not like it one little bit. The thing that pushed me through was finding out who the killer was.
Right.
And at the same time, I don't think we found out who the killer was.
No, we don't find out who the killer is. Spoiler alert, everybody. We don't find out who the killer
is. Sorry about that, but yeah. Not sorry. Whatever.
Yeah. I've talked about this before. You know, like there's movies where I say, I'd love to find out what happens 10 minutes after the movie ends. You know, where somebody sees a ghost and then you're like, 10 minutes, you're like, you know. So this movie, because the movie ends with Olivia Hussey
unconscious.
Now she'll be able to tell the police that Peter is not the murderer because she knows he's not.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, actually, we don't necessarily know that she knows that. But we'll find out soon enough.
There's two voices at least.
Right.
In the phone calls.
Right.
And one of them,
he could be like
a
split personality or something.
Could be. But one of them is Billy, and the guy that's remaining up in the attic at the end of the movie.
Well, he says it's me, Billy. So that's
right.
Billy. Right.
So there's the guy calling to Billy.
No. He says, it's me, Billy.
Right. But I mean, during the phone call.
Right. Okay.
The two voices, one voice is saying Billy.
Oh, okay.
And this guy's saying, it's me, Billy.
It's me, Billy. Yeah.
So I think there's two wackadoodles involved.
Okay.
And
so poor Olivia Hussey is just going to keep getting tormented.
Right.
Even though everyone else in the house is dead.
Right.
Literally, except for the girls that are away.
And they don't even know about the two up in the attic.
No, nobody found that. Yeah, no, well, that's pretty sloppy police work.
I'm going to say, when somebody's missing, the first thing you do is search the entire house.
Check every room, yeah. Especially when you know that the killer was stalking inside the house. You got to figure.
At that point, yeah. Right?
Yeah. They got it. Well.
But in the very beginning, when somebody says somebody's reported missing, the girls didn't check.
Right, nobody went to the attic.
Nobody checked the attic, nobody checked the basement. They didn't even check all the rooms.
Right. It's a big old creepy house.
Big old creepy house, whatever. But like, the police don't check the whole house? Excuse me? But I guess there's less of a movie if they check
the whole house. Well, it's less of a movie. And also, I mean, do you get the idea that maybe they're just not taking it terribly seriously?
At one point.
The girls are just, they're not. John Saxon seems the only one that's sort of competent. And then the phone guy. I really like the phone guy because he, like, you don't see that in horror movies a lot where there's a guy who's just really competent
mm-hmm.
and good at his job. And he's, like, really determined to find the phone line where he's running through all the towers. I never knew that that's how you trace the call until I saw that. I only saw this movie once before, like 20 years ago. Exhumed ran it once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's how you literally trace. You know, you've heard that in 1,000 movies. And trace the phone call.
Aisles of phone lines.
Yeah, it's literally a guy walking up and down. But I actually like that. The kind of like the how-to-ish of it. Like, oh, that's how they do it. I thought that was cool. But John Saxon, like, he actually takes it seriously, so.
Yes. And Nash is a boob.
Nash is a boob, yeah. Nash is getting fired. So you didn't enjoy it at all?
No. No, I didn't like it.
Were you engaged in it?
I was
engaged. Always, okay, yes. All right. That's always the other question we have to ask, so. Because you got through the whole thing.
I did. Because I wanted to find out who it was. Okay. And then I didn't kind of really find out
who
it was.
No, you didn't. Are you frustrated by that?
I am.
Okay.
I'm a little bit angry with the movie.
Okay.
A little bit angry with you.
Why are you angry with me?
For picking it.
Well, I wanted to watch something horror-y and Christmassy, and there's not a lot of...
It's not Christmassy.
Well,
you really scored on the horror.
There are not... Well, yeah. There are not a lot of horror Christmas movies. There's Krampus.
Aww.
Which
we're not going to watch.
Which was Krampus from a couple of years ago with Toni Collette and Adam Scott. But I haven't seen that movie, and I know
Adam Scott, the guy from 30 Rock?
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
But I know the prerequisite is
Star Wars, yeah, whatever.
Stop it. I know that we're seeing Star Wars this week, yay, just to keep it straight. But I haven't seen Krampus, and I know the prerequisite is I have to see the movie first. Mm-hmm. And then the only other Christmas
horror movie... you did see this before.
Yes. Well, that's how I knew you could handle it. It's really not all that jumpy-outy. There's a couple things, but...
Everything's jumpy.
No, you didn't even jump that much. Come on. You really didn't. You didn't ask to turn it off. You could have turned it off. That's the name of the show. Anyway, the only other horror Christmas movie I could think of is Silent Night, Deadly Night, which is garbage, and I'm not going to show you that anyway, so... that's about an axe-wielding Santa. So, we're not going to watch that.
That seems like a bad premise.
Can I tell you, I remember the thing, not to get off track, but I remember my dad took me to a movie once, me and Susan, to a movie, and they ran a trailer for Silent Night, Deadly Night, mm-hmm. And when they showed that the movie is about an axe-wielding Santa, somebody in the audience went, oh, no. Like, so they just were, like, probably so mad that, like, Santa was debased to that point. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay.
Not Santa.
Yeah, not Santa. So anyway, I like Olivia Hussey in this movie. I actually think she's, like, good. She's competent. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I would have run out of the house if I knew there was a killer. Although she wants to save her friends, which is kind of an admirable trait.
Right.
Andrea Martin, she's good in it. She doesn't have a huge role. I just read they offered that to Gilda Radner. And she was going to do it. And then, like, a month later, she got Saturday Night Live and had to leave. So that's how I did with Andrea Martin. I don't think I would have been able to tolerate Gilda Radner in a horror movie. That would have made me sad. Gilda Radner's sweet. Not that Andrea Martin's not.
But she hadn't been established as...
Right. Looking back on it now, I would have been really bothered to see Gilda Radner in a horror movie.
Yes.
And Margot Kidder plays the drunk. Mm-hmm. It's funny, that scene where she's with Nash and she's spelling fellatio. Mm-hmm. There's this... Where she's like literally F-E-L-L. There's a scene in Superman 2... where Lois Lane is strapped herself to an elevator, the bottom of an elevator, to get this story. Mm-hmm. And she's scared. And she starts to distract herself, telling herself that she's going to win a Nobel Prize. And she starts saying, a Nobel, N, capital N, little O, little B, little E. So it's like literally the same scene here where she's spelling out a word. And I always wondered, now I'm thinking, is that scene in Superman 2 a little bit of a nod to...
But it's
to...
not really the same scene at all.
Well, no, but I mean, it's her
when
spelling out a...
talking to herself and when she's talking to a policeman.
Right. But it's still her spelling out a word.
To calm herself. And the other one, she's openly mocking a police officer. Right. So, yeah, really not at all the same, are they?
Wow. Saucy. So... well, okay. But, I mean, you were engaged in it.
I was engaged.
So, okay. Well, that's good.
I really did want to find out who the killer was.
Right. Right. And we don't find out.
I believe it was Peter and Billy.
Right. But we don't know who Billy is.
We don't know who Billy is.
Some just creepy pervozoid guy.
So I guess there was going to be like a Black Friday or Black Easter.
Black Christmas too. They did remake Black Christmas about 10 years ago. I have not seen it though. And I think Andrea Martin's even in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she the drunken house mother?
Yeah, right. I have to wonder. She can't be obviously playing the same part because she dies in this movie. but, you know.
Well, they remade it. It wasn't a sequel.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's a remake. But anyway.
She'd be an awfully old college Deb.
That would be good. no, but it's, I, you know, this isn't like one of my all time favorites, but I think it's well done. It's really more of a thriller than a horror movie, really. There's no gore in it at all, except the brief part with Margot Kidder where she gets stabbed with the unicorn and like that gets bloody. But even then, you don't really see anything. It's pretty subtle, you know, as horror movies go. Trust me, it's pretty subtle as horror movies go.
I guess, you know, I really haven't been exposed to that much.
You want me to show you some non-subtle horror movies? I will show you some non-subtle horror movies. Okay. All right.
Thanks, though.
So, anything else you want to talk about it? Talk about this movie? Again, you're right. It's not really...
what happened to Claude.
You're right. We never have the cat. We never find out what happened to Claude. Hopefully Claude found a new owner and...
Cat, yeah, right, in a better house.
Yeah.
Cats are usually good at keeping their powder dry.
His poor master got killed. It's a shame.
Yeah. She was constantly threatening him anyway, so she didn't deserve him.
Why was she... What do you mean she was constantly threatening him?
She's like, I'm going to have you fixed.
No, that's the old lady.
Yeah, well, that was his owner.
Well, I'm thinking of the young girl. That was that seemed to be more his...
Oh,
the young girl who dies at the beginning. Claire. Yeah. She seems nice. She seems nice. She picks him up and holds him. She seems... Okay. Yeah, right. The old lady's not very nice to him.
No.
They offered that part to Bette Davis, which is like...
I could see that.
I don't know. I feel like... Talk about overshooting.
Yes.
You know, like, you're going to get this Oscar-winning legendary actress for this kind of, you know...
Good luck with it.
Small part where she ends up gets a hook in the face.
But
you know?
I could literally...
Yeah, you could
totally
see it.
Could see it, yes.
Yeah.
She would crush it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this lady, I felt like this lady was maybe a little bit too, sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word?
Well, I don't know.
Something like that.
Okay.
And Margot Kidder's character, too.
I wonder how Margot Kidder ever gets any schoolwork done. She seems constantly pickled the whole time.
Right? And I guess there's always one like that in college. Mm.
Did you know anybody like that? I didn't really know anybody like that when we were in art school. Ironically enough, in art school, I didn't really know anybody who was that soused all the time.
I think... Oh, my God, I hope it wasn't me.
No, I'm sure it was not. I didn't know you back then, but I'm sure it was not you.
If there was anybody with a drinking problem to the extent that they were drinking when it wasn't a party...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aware of it, but it could happen. There are functional alcoholics, so, you know, it's not like it.
She's not really that functional in this movie, though, for the most part. She's fall down drunk and, you know, she's there to report the missing person, and then she's doing the fellatio bit, like, she's not even taking it seriously. So. It's fun to see Margot Kidder like that. I'm more familiar with her from Superman and the Amityville Horror and stuff. So... The pets are swarming us as we're sitting here talking. The girls are swarming. So.
They need her treats.
They do. I gave her a treat, so. Okay, well, that's... I guess we don't have anything else. This is a short one. We don't have much to say about Black Christmas.
Right.
Did you miss seeing horror movies?
No. Sorry.
You started this. I'm just trying to, you know. Okay. Well, we have some other things...
Do you think I'm going to be a convert?
Like, no, I don't know. I don't think you're going to be a convert. So. Okay.
I hate to break it to you.
No, I know you're not going to be a convert. So, all right, well, there are some other things that we're still going to watch, but this will be the only Christmas horror movie I'll subject you to. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. So, okay. Like I said, Black Christmas, like I said, now you've seen two Bob Clark Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
Two very diametrically opposed movies.
Seriously?
Yeah, about as far as you can. Yeah, the guy just was all over the place. All over the place.
All his entire repertoire?
Basically, he did Porky's, which is awful.
Completely different.
And he did a horror movie called Death Dream, I think he did after this or before this, which is about a kid that comes back from Vietnam, and he's essentially like a zombie. But his family doesn't know it. Like, it's like they think he's normal when he comes back, but he really is like he has died. And there's like, sort of that's actually a pretty good movie. And then he did this awful comedy with Dan Aykroyd and Gene Hackman called Loose Cannons, which is garbage. So, like, he really just toggled all over the place. Christmas Story is obviously his
classic,
his big claim to fame, Christmas Story. So, okay. Well, I guess that's really going to do it for Black Christmas. I'm glad you got through it.
I would have been gladder to have gotten through it had I found out at the end who the murderer was.
Well, the screenwriter is named Roy Moore. Fortunately, not the other Roy Moore.
Right.
Not the pedophile Roy Moore. But we could contact them and ask him, you know, like, who is it? Bob Clark is no longer with us. So, but we could contact the screenwriter and find out, well, who is this guy?
Probably the screenwriter would know better than the director.
Probably. And there was a novelization of this movie, so maybe we can go get that and we can read it at night.
Yeah.
Maybe find out.
Yeah, right before bed.
Right before bed.
That would be perfect.
Great. Let's do that. I'm gonna go on eBay right now look for Black Christmas novelization. It would be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Oh, now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, I was wrecking my brain. Now it's perfect. Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope Margot Kidder's on the cover. Okay, that's going to do it. Well, I like Margot Kidder. So, okay, well, that's going to do it for Black Christmas. I don't know. I'm not sure when Turn It Off with Tracy will be back, but it'll be sooner rather than later.
What does that mean?
Sooner rather than later?
Uh-huh.
I want to show you the next movie in the next couple of weeks. Let's say.
Okay.
I think we haven't done one since, like, October, so it's been a long while.
It has.
Yeah. We did Dr. Fibes the last time. You know how well that went, so. Yeah. So. Anyway, I guess we're just
what a piece of.
Oh, all right. Now stop it with Dr. Fibes. So, no, we had a very enjoyable. This was an enjoyable capper to the evening, I would say. It's snowing outside. It was a nice inside-y day.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice dinner. We had the ice cream. And finished off with that.
And we went watched a bunch of college Debs and their house mother
get
pulverized.
Murdered.
Yep.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you for watching.
Oh,
thank you for indulging
sweetie.
Me and watching Black Christmas. I love you.
I love you more.
I love you more. All right. We will see everybody later. Bye.
Bye.
Lieutenant Fuller.
Yeah, Nash, what is it?
Phone company's on the other line, sir. They say they got a trace on this one.
Yeah, let's have it.
He says the calls are coming from number 6 Belmont Street.
For Christ's sakes, Nash, you got it wrong. That's where the calls are going into.
That's where they're coming from, too, sir.
Jennings, where the hell are you?